As this morning begins by singing the first hymn on your sheet, Now Thank We All Our God. Please stand.
Be seated. I would like to offer you all a very warm welcome to St James Church, Luggershall and Faberstown this morning. I am Claire Maxim, I am the rector here, and I will be leading this service together with Padre Ivan Linton and Mr. Michael Mead. I would particularly like to welcome the Town Council, representatives of 26 engineers, of cadets, did I hear a yay? And of course the Baden-Powell Scouts. Thank you all so much for coming and joining us in our service this morning. And of course a thank you to the engineers of Castle Down Radio. You're going out live, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're listening to us at home, welcome. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who, in bereavement, disability, and pain, continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. And so I invite Corporal Anna Lavakow to give our first reading.
The first reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. So what should we say about this? If God is with us, no one can defeat us. He did not spare his own son, but gave him for us all. So with Jesus, God will surely give us all things. Who can accuse the people of God has chosen? No one, because God is the one who makes them right. Who can say God's people are guilty? No one, because Christ Jesus died, but he was also raised from the dead, and now he is in God's right side, begging God for us. Can anything separate us from the love Christ has for us? Can troubles or problems or sufferings or hunger or nakedness or danger or violent death? As it is written in the scriptures, for you we are in danger of death all the time. People think we are worth no more than a sheep to be killed. But in all these things we have full victory through God who showed us his love for us. Yes, I am sure that neither death nor life, no angels nor ruling spirits, nothing now, nothing in the future, nor powers, nothing above us and nothing below, nor anything else in the world, in the whole world, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the world. Its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil divisions and hatreds. Let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek and establish that peace which God wills for us all. And so we pray together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our second hymn this morning is Eternal Father, Strong to Save.
Would you please be seated? And I invite Peter Rugg to give our second reading.
The second reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father too. But now you do know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need." Jesus answered, "I have been with you a long time now. Do you not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So why do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you don't come from me, but the Father lives in me and does his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or believe because of the miracles I have done. I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me will do the same things that I do. Those who believe will do greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it for you, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We've all come here today for slightly different reasons. I'm here because I'm the rector, so you expect me to be, and it is, of course, my privilege to lead a community in an act of remembrance. Some of you may have been told that you're going to be here, perhaps representing an organisation. Some of you have volunteered to be here to do very specific jobs, whether to welcome people, to read, to carry flags, to ring bells, to play organs, to operate broadcasting equipment. Some of you are here because you want to be. Some of you are here because you feel you need to be. Everyone, whatever their reason, is welcome. And so what are we doing today? Every church service, every single one, is about serving God. It's to glorify and praise God. On Remembrance Sunday, we are also here to remember and to give thanks for those who died fighting in wars. So when we remember, what are we doing? If we know someone who has died as a result of war, then perhaps we are calling to mind our memories of them. If we don't know anybody personally, maybe today is more a matter of respect and thankfulness. But I think there's a little bit more to it than that. Remember. What's the opposite of remember? Forget. Good woman, whoever yelled that one out. And most people, feel free to nod vigorously if you agree, would say that the opposite of remember is forget. There is a fair degree of vigorous nodding, some of it less vigorous than others. But for this morning's purposes, I'm going to offer you a different opposite. More obvious, perhaps, if I say remember. The opposite of remember is dismember. Dismembering is unpleasant. To dismember is to pull apart, to destroy, with violence usually. And many of you here will prefer that I don't get too descriptive about dismembering, and so I won't. But we are not here to dismember. We are here to remember, to put back together again, to mend, to heal, to become whole. And it's a very short step from being whole to being holy. So why do I think I can get away with this slightly different approach to remembering? Well, it's because I am a Christian. Because every week, as rector of this church, at the altar, I say something along the lines of, on the night before he died, Jesus had supper with his friends. He took bread, he praised God for the bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his friends, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which was given for you. Do this to remember me." Christ's body was broken on the cross, and yet he rose again from the dead in such glory that his friends didn't necessarily recognize him. He was indeed remembered. From a beaten and broken human body, which had taken so much punishment that it died, into a glorious body resplendent with the glory of God. Christians take bodies seriously. We describe our initiation, baptism. Each week we say, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are baptized into one body, the body of Christ. Week by week, we eat bread and drink wine, which not only makes us remember Jesus, but also binds us together, remembers us in community and fellowship. Eating and drinking together is at the heart of the Christian faith. And I put it to you that Christian or not, eating and drinking matters, not just as a matter of survival. If we meet someone for the first time and we perhaps have to do some work with them, then that work may be slightly fraught. If we meet someone and we share a cup of tea and a slice of cake, or we perhaps have a pint with them, then better understandings are usually reached. In my working life before being a rector, I was sent on more corporate team building days than you can shake a stick at. And the best moments of any of them were always in the bar. Eating together, remembering together. It all helps us to remember, to put ourselves back together again after the pain and the hurt and the loss. And our remembered selves are different from the way we were before, just as a team doesn't function in quite the same way with different members. Remembering helps us towards a new normality, towards living lives which, although they've broken, have begun to heal. In our first reading, St. Paul listed all the things which cannot possibly separate us from God. Jesus Christ died for our sins, and they are the things which separate us from God, which dismember our relationship with God, but also dismember us inside. They tear us apart inside. Jesus Christ rose again, remembered, so that we too might be remembered, be put back together again, and be drawn into that community with God. Remembering as a community those who've died in war is important. It not only offers the opportunity to remember and remember personally, and so as such brings a little healing into our lives, but it also reminds us sharply of what communities ask of our armed forces and of what we expect people to do on our behalf. War is what happens when talking stops, when the negotiations break down. War is the dismembering of relationship and community between individuals and nations. And communities owe a great debt to those who defend the rest of us from being quite literally dismembered, and a debt to those who give their lives that we might have freedom. Remembering is actually vital, not only to honour those who have died, not only to rebuild fractured lives and communities, but also to glorify God and to draw closer with God, who gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, that we might not perish, but have eternal life. To reach eternal life, we all expect to die. It is one thing we all have in common here. And we also share the knowledge that we will be remembered, not only remembered and recalled by those who love us, but more importantly, we will be remembered by and with God. May we in Luggershall and Faberstown and beyond remember well, and may we do so in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
During the singing of this next hymn, there will be a collection which will be donated to the Royal British Legion Poppy Appeal. So we sing, "Praise to the Lord, the Almighty."
Thank you.
Lord, bless these gifts. May they be enable lives to be remembered and lived to your glory here on earth. Amen.
Amen.
Would you please be seated for our all kneel for our prayers of intercession.
Let us begin our intercessions in a moment of silence as we open our hearts to the presence of the Lord and we remember why we are here. We pray for peace in the world. We remember also the price that has been paid and continues to be paid for that peace. We pray for Her Majesty the Queen, giving thanks for her devotion to duty over these many years. And we pray for those set in authority in our country, that they may have the same sense of duty and may pursue wise policies at home and abroad that will benefit all sections of our society. We pray for the leaders of the world community, that they may have the wisdom and the courage to pursue policies that will bring peace. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who work to improve international relationships, that they may find the true way to reconcile people of different races and creeds. We pray for the work of the United Nations and for the military forces that help to keep peace, remembering especially those, perhaps from local units, who are currently on peacekeeping duties around the world. We pray for their families as they wait anxiously, and that they in turn may return home safely. And we pray for the work for men and women the world over, that they may have justice and freedom and live in security and peace. As we remember sadly those many places around the world where this is not so. Lord, in your mercy. As we look back in sadness at the suffering that we have endured and others have suffered, we also look forward with hope to a better world, that we ourselves may, in our small way, contribute to that better world. And so we give thanks for those who gave their lives or had them taken away, that we might be free. We remember too the men of Luggershall who gave their lives, and we remember all who mourn the loss of a loved one. We give thanks too for the work of the War Graves Commission, remembering those buried in our churchyard, those buried in foreign fields, and those too who have no known grave. May they all rest in peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And we pray for those who still suffer as a result of war, for the physically and the mentally distressed, and we pray for proper care for those who suffer, that they may not be forgotten. We give thanks for the work of all those who care for the suffering. Remember especially at this time the work of the Royal British Legion and the other service charities. We pray for all who are homeless or refugees as a result of war, and for those who have lost their livelihood and their security. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And finally, we pray for those whose faith in God has been destroyed, but we give thanks that our gracious Lord still holds them in his tender love. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, infinite in wisdom, love, and power, have compassion on those for whom we pray, and help us to use all suffering in the cause of your kingdom. Through him who gave himself for us on the cross, even Jesus Christ, your Son, our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And so we bring our prayers together in the words that Jesus taught us, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn is Thine Be the Glory.
To responsible living and faithful service.
Will you strive for all that makes for peace?
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all humanity?
We will.
At the conclusion of the service, it would be helpful if those taking part in the marching part of the procession could be allowed to leave church first, and those who are laying wreaths, if you could muster on me as soon as possible, we can get that formed up ready. We are marginally behind time, so prompt exit would be helpful. Now, as a hymn, we sing the two verses of the national anthem on the back of your sheets.
God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, peace and accord. To us and all servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest on you and all those you love and pray for, now and forever. Amen.